On this episode of the Green Street Beat, we're once again digging into development. The focus this month, restaurants. We discuss what's new and what you can expect to see. There's a lot of variety popping up around Lee Summit. Let's get to it. I'm joined today by Assistant Director of Plan Services, Josh Johnson, and Project Manager, Dawn Bell. Thank you both for being on the podcast today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So the focus of this digging into development episode is the restaurant sector in Lee Summit. There have been big announcements recently, and we want to get to all the new names you'll be seeing around town. And one of the biggest ones that I've seen a lot of talk about is the Whataburger. Patrick Mahomes said he wanted a location. Now he's getting what he wanted, actually several locations throughout the Kansas City Metro. But before I get into the actual restaurant, I've never actually had Whataburger. So is the hype worth it?
That's a good question. I just recently came back from Arizona where I had Whataburger and it was pretty good.
Josh?
I've never had a Whataburger myself.
So with this restaurant, what can you tell us about it? And what's the timeline for when we could see it open in Lee Summit?
So permits have been issued. Obviously it depends on the contractor as to how long that will take, but we have issued site permits. Typically there have been some quicker builds that might take just 3 months all the way up to 6 or 7 months.
So I also wanted to get to a few other big names that have been announced around the city, particularly in the Streets of West Pryor development, which really has a lot of restaurants coming out. Two of the most recent ones were the Shake Shack and the Red Door Grill. I wanted to start with Shake Shack because this one changed slightly from what it was first proposed for that area. It's originally going to just be sit down. Now it's going to be sit down and a drive through. Why the change?
My understanding is that because of the pandemic, Shake Shack changed up the way they did things to allow for a lot of the curbside pickup. Originally, they were going to change it to just literally being able to pick up a drive-through lane that you just pick up, but then they did change it to a full drive-through lane. But they said primarily it was because of the pandemic.
So is there still a good amount of seating inside as well as the drive-through option? So if people still want to eat inside, they still have plenty of space for that option?
Yes, absolutely.
So you know, one of the things too, when they did change the plan was about traffic with a drive-through. Most of us, I'm guessing you two, know Chick-fil-A line. That's kind of the notorious one. It can get kind of crazy there on Blue Parkway. And there was concern that the same type of thing could happen with the Shake Shack. What are your thoughts, and did those congestion concerns play any role in how you guys approached this plan change?
Absolutely. Yeah, the developer actually went back to the drawing board 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 times working with Shake Shack, and actually the Red Door Grill next door had a lot of input into that as well because they'll be impacted by the traffic. But they ended up with a 2-lane option. Right now you have Chick-fil-A that basically is a single lane. They've tried to make it into 2 lanes at the beginning of the line, but it eventually goes into 1. This will have 2 lanes the whole way through.
Don, you kind of mentioned it, but the preliminary development plan that came before that had the Shake Shack was the Red Door Grill. I believe this is a new name for Lee Summit. I don't think we have one of these yet. So for those unfamiliar with what to expect, what kind of food do they serve?
It's my understanding that it's another steak type restaurant, a nicer sit down type restaurant.
And so this one, did this change at all? Because I know the Shake Shack we mentioned got a little, the physical space got a little smaller in the drive through. Is the Red Door Grill drive through at all? Is it just sit down? What's kind of the logistics with that?
Yeah, it's just sit down. They didn't really change much other than maybe the layout of the parking lot. And that was mostly because of the Shake Shack.
Talked about Streets of West Pryor. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. There's already been the grocery store, obviously the apartment complexes, and we've talked about all the restaurants. Some of the other ones that have been mentioned, I think there's already a First Watch there. I know Starbucks is there. But what else is unique that's opening up over there or will be opening up soon?
There is a restaurant called, I might butcher the pronunciation, but it's a Bibibop, I believe. The way I understand it, it's kind of like a Chipotle, but with more of an Asian flair.
And is that sit down, carry out, drive-through, kind of all?
Yes. Well, it's not going to have a drive-through, but it's going to be much like a Chipotle. So, you know, you can sit down, but you can also carry out easily.
And that's another one that's first of its kind in Lee Summit, correct?
Yes, correct. And then recently, there was also a Firebirds Grill that opened up in the same area as the First Watch. And that's also another steakhouse type sit down, nice restaurant.
Is the Firebirds and the First Watch, are those open already or are those still in the process of opening?
They are open. And I know when I've gone by, they're very packed every time I've gone by.
Another one that this one was brand new to me this morning, but a ghost kitchen that is operating out of Third Street Social called Smash and Mash, I believe. I had not been familiar with this ghost kitchen concept and had no idea really that this existed. I'd ordered from Third Street Social several times, but didn't know they had a ghost kitchen operating simultaneously. So what is the deal with this?
So Eric, as far as I'm concerned, the ghost kitchen concept is really a way for an existing restaurant to operate more under these pandemic rules of, you know, reduced occupancies and things to really streamline kind of an order ahead concept so they can keep their business going, I'll say. Not to be confused with the phenomenon of a business buying space in kind of an old retail center and putting a kitchen in for DoorDash or things like that. That's a little different.
I was going to add, I had never heard of it either. So I kind of did a little research and it looks like maybe they try out new menu items in that platform before they introduce it to the restaurant itself. So that's kind of interesting to me.
These ghost kitchens, what is the behind the scenes aspect of this? Like, do they have to apply for, I guess not a development plan, but any special like food license, or is it basically just fall under Third Street Social still?
I think it falls under Third Street Social still.
Yeah, where there's an existing restaurant, there wouldn't be anything additional required. And they've already had a health inspection from Jackson County for that food preparation. So there wouldn't be any issue there. I think, funny enough, as I read, I think the stuff people are worried going away as we step out of the pandemic is the drive-up cocktail service that has kind of become popular.
Another restaurant that opened up recently that's kind of similar to that Smash and Mash ghost kitchen idea of delivering quality food fast is the Stroud's Express that opened up. It's curbside carryout delivery. Those are your only options, no dine-in. So we know COVID's changed how we act in a lot of ways. And one of those is that I know for me personally, I pretty much just get curbside now. I can't remember the last time I've been in an actual restaurant, but I still like doing curbside. And so do you think that this trend is going to continue, like these ghost kitchens popping up or these express locations? Are we going to see more of this in Lee Summit still, even after, I guess, we're through the worst of the pandemic?
I would say based on the fact that places like Shake Shack have changed the way that they do business, they're thinking that this is the way of the future. I know me from a personal standpoint, I prefer just to be able to go curbside and have my food brought out to me as opposed to have to go in somewhere or, you know, unless I'm specifically wanting to go sit down somewhere and eat. If I want something quick, it's nice to have some of the healthier options of non-fast food to be able to just go curbside and pick it up.
What are your thoughts, Josh? Is this trend something that you think will continue in Lee Summit?
I absolutely do. I think we have enough older spaces, I'll say, that could accommodate the sort of business. And if you think about it from a labor force and a furnishing of a restaurant, restaurants tend to have very expensive fixtures, the tables and chairs, et cetera. But if you can deliver the good food to people and still find a way to make that work for you, I do see this as kind of a wave of the future.
And I think in talking about this before we started recording, you had mentioned there's another Mexican restaurant opening up in Lee Summit as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. Calaveras is going in the downtown where the Peanut used to be.
I guess, do we have any timetable on that?
We don't. They've been working rather slowly through the pandemic.
I would assume that, I don't know, has the COVID pandemic affected some restaurant, I guess, their plans for coming to Lee Summit? Has it slowed the processes down a little bit as they wait to see, I guess, what things will look like when we get back into some semblance of normalcy?
Yes, I believe it has. I know in Streets of West Pryor, their timeline before the pandemic was much quicker than what it has actually turned out to be. I think it's starting to pick back up now that we're kind of on the downhill.
Going back to Streets of West Pryor for a minute, I know we talked that there's a lot of options already that have been announced. How many more spaces do they have there for, I guess, restaurants or drive-through locations? Like, are they expecting a decent amount more restaurant options in the future?
Yes, there are quite a few. I don't know off the top of my head how many more spaces there are, but there are quite a few more restaurant pad and in the inline store tenant finish type places available.
My big question for you as a St. Louis native, when are we going to compete with Overland Park and get an Emo's Pizza in Lee Summit?
Ooh. That I don't know. That's my favorite pizza place, actually.
That's surprising. Are you a St. Louis native?
No, they had one in Lenexa, and I went to high school in Lenexa. So they had one there. And then I believe they had one briefly in Lawrence, Kansas.
I was going to say that is one of the most controversial pizza takes, is that it seems like people who are from St. Louis like it, people who are not hate it. So it seems it's a very, very divisive type of pizza.
So I'm from that area. I'm from that area and I do not like it.
Oh, really? Well, in addition to some of those food options, Lee's also becoming kind of a great place for craft beer lovers. We already have Fringe, Grains and Taps, Smoke, New Axiom. I'm probably missing more that I just can't think of right now. But then we also have the Goat Brewing Company, and that opened up just recently. So I guess what's unique about this spot, and what do you think is driving kind of this craft beer surge in Lee Summit?
To me, it's people that have kind of have a passion for that, and they're seeing that's in the recently renovated Chipman Place. And so we have a lot of these older strip centers that I think lend themselves well to these passion projects by people where, you know, it's a lot of a different story than just building a new, completely new restaurant space, something like that. And I think the brewery setup really worked well for that retail space. That did used to be the old Fig and Pear, I believe it was called, cafe there. So yeah, that was definitely a unique opportunity.
So I'm curious about your guys' approach, or I guess what your role is in this, but choosing between these unique names versus just the chain restaurants, the Culver's and the Chick-fil-A's, how do you balance having those traditional fast food options with some of these unique names or unique sit down places to make Lee Summit have a more variety of choice when it comes to food options?
So I think it's not our role in the overall process to pick who can come into Lee Summit. Our role as development services is really whoever comes in, we try to help them get to that end goal of opening a business, whether it be a restaurant or whatever, really. You know, if we get a lot of national chains that tend to come in, we will help them. But we're also happy to help a local person with a dream here as well. Those are always very special and uplifting. But it's not really our kind of role to pick who gets to come in at this point.
I would add that I think the community has kind of spoken that they want more options. And our developers have really listened to that. And I think that they've done a good job of trying to bring in different options than what we normally see.
Along those lines of the variety of restaurants and everything, it does seem like we're getting more and more recently that are coming into Lee Summit. Do you think that's because we have more newer developments like a Streets of West Pryor that are coming in? Or what do you think is driving some of this variety? Because some are going into established developments too, like Stroud's is in an established development and Whataburger is more in a standalone area. But what do you think is behind kind of the variety?
I think it's our growth as a community. you know, 2020, we're estimating we crossed the 100,000 mark with our population. Also, to give you an idea of development overall, last month we issued 65 single family permits. That's a 4-year record as far as how many permits we've issued in a month time frame. So what I'm getting at is we're building houses, I think, about as fast as we can, and we may end up doing more next month. I'm not sure. What I'm getting at, though, I think companies are looking at us in some of those service-based industries, restaurants obviously being one of those, and saying, you know, this is a city that appears to be growing at a rapid pace, so they're trying to get in. I think that's a lot of what's driving it.
I would agree. And I would add, you know, just the sheer number of apartments that have been built in the last few years probably draws a lot of those companies as well.
As we look to future restaurants, some of the ones we've talked about today, they're more, I know downtown, a lot of restaurant options along the Chipman Road area, a lot of restaurant options. Are there other areas that you kind of are focusing on that you want, like, I guess, more restaurant options to choose different parts of town so that people may have it closer to their house instead of driving far?
I'd like to see more down south along 150. There, I recently myself moved down there, and you know, we do find ourselves often just heading up into this area. But I think that's an area that over time, as we add more residences, there'll be more of a demand down there to have more restaurant options.
I would say the same would hold true of the Woods Chapel Lakewood Way area.
I don't know if this is your project area, Dawn, but I was also curious about the new Longview area. Is that an area where I guess we could see more restaurant development by the movie theater? I know that there's a lot of planning going on in that area. I don't know where things stand currently, though.
I'll let Josh actually speak to that. He's been a little more involved in that area.
I think we could see more restaurants out there. You know, we're right now, there's a subdivision that was approved last year, and they're rapidly filling that up. And I know there's plans to have even more housing out there. Also, you know, we've got MCC out there as well. So that's a great benefit if you've got a restaurant to have those college students so close. So I do think that will be an area that's going to see more restaurant development.
And just north of there where the Meridian Apartments are, there's a large commercial area that has yet to come in for any plans.
So are there other new restaurants that have come recently that have opened up or will be coming soon that maybe we missed?
The only other one that I can think of off the top of my head is Firehouse Subs has a sign by Costa Vida.
Is there any timeline for that one?
I don't know. I haven't specifically worked with them on that one. I would assume by putting in a sign up, it should be coming fairly soon.
You know, I'm excited about the Shake Shack like everybody else. One thing I would say to anybody listening to this, I will say that, you know, those larger restaurant chains, they have criteria for when they'll put a restaurant somewhere. And we just simply don't have a lot of control over that. So I would keep that in mind. And honestly, if somebody really wants something, you know, maybe talk to one of those companies about doing a franchise and see what they require. It's very interesting.
I'm going to say, or talk to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he appears to be able to get things done both on and off the field.
So would you say when you're discussing the restaurant sector in Lee Summit, is it easier if it's maybe an individual looking to open up their own restaurant, maybe their first time restaurant, versus like a chain coming to Lee Summit? What are the differences when it comes to working with those two?
Well, so those chains, think of McDonald's or somebody like that. You have to imagine they've done this thousands of times. They've built a restaurant. So they have a very well-worn path, and they're very good at getting those into communities and getting them built. Somebody doing this for the first time, they'll require a little bit more help, I'll say, just to understand the process. But the process is really the same. It's more of that economies of scale issue that comes into play with the chain. That's why, like I mentioned earlier with the Goat Brewery or some of these other things, if you can find an establishment like here downtown where Frankie Fairlane's used to be, that's set up for a restaurant right now. And it's, you know, there's signs on it for lease. that's kind of ready to go for somebody that's got an idea.
Along those lines, the same thing kind of happened. I guess it went from basically bar restaurant to restaurant with the Dewdrop and Sabor Latina in, I think I said that right, in downtown as well. We're kind of the same thing, but yeah, downtown's always a great option for more restaurants. And it seems like we're getting more variety in the downtown area too, when it comes to the types of cuisine. So
yeah. And one thing I would ask people is, you know, it feels like on one side of the railroad tracks, you've got kind of, I'll call it more of our established downtown, but where Sabor Latino is, everybody should go take a look over there. We're really starting to get some new businesses. You know, please do walk the length of our downtown when you come down here. It's really starting to come together.
Was there anything else that either of you would want to add about the restaurant sector in Lee's Summit, restaurants looking forward to, or anything?
I can't think of anything to add.
No, we're not aware of anything big, I guess, coming other than the stuff we mentioned. Boy, that's a lot, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of options opening up. It's going to be really nice and a lot of really good options that'll bring some variety. Well, I appreciate you guys both being on the podcast today.
You bet, Eric.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode. Make sure to share on social media to spread the word. And if you have a topic you'd like to hear more about, specifically related to development, send an email to communications@cityofls.net.